You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirit community. I'm an award-winning master energist, and that is a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. You're an energetic being first and foremost, so your human energy field is really important. It's a filter. Each part of your field enables or prevents whatever is showing up in your life. Improve your energy field and everything follows suit. If you'd like to change your energy field, join in with my weekly shows. They're a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and energetic inspiration. We're all about energy, protection and connections here on the Future Self Energetics Show. I'd like you to imagine a range of 0 to 1,000, where 0 is a lack of any feeling at all, and 1,000 is completely off the scale feelings of bliss. Despair, melancholy, grief, fearfulness, they're all going to show up below that 100 mark on that 0 to 1,000 range. How are you doing at the moment? Are you doing okay? I ask this question because I've been asking this question for the last 18 months to every single one of my clients. How are you doing? How are you? Are you doing okay? Because what I'm trying to do is to find out on that scale, that range from 0 to 1,000, pretty much where their energy field is sitting. I use this range of 0 to 1,000 in my energy work all the time. It's a really easy reference. I use it to help explain how energy strands and emotion that are moving along those energy strands, how it kind of works, and people get this. So if you're feeling happy and joyful and loving, you'd be tapping into energy strands that are sitting around the 500 mark on this range. But if you're feeling downhearted, then you'd be much lower on the range, probably around 100, maybe even lower. Usually, you'll find me rocking and riding the energy waves at much more positive heights on that scale. So I'm at least 300 to 400 plus most of the time. When I plummet though, and I do sometimes, when I plummet to the lower vibrations like those of 100, it feels like I've fallen into a complete pit. And what's more, once I'm in the pit, I find it hard to pull myself out of it again. Sometimes I think it's because I haven't realised I'm in the pit yet. That one usually trips me up. Sometimes, if I'm honest, it's because I know I'm in the pit and actually I'm enjoying having a bit of a wallow in it, so I'm not really in that much of a hurry to get out of it. But sometimes it's because I've got myself in a pickle emotionally and I can't seem to break the cycle and get out the pit by myself. I think this is linked to the fact that the lower vibrations on that scale of 0 to 1,000 start to create disconnections. And when we really begin to disconnect, we actually disconnect from being able to help ourselves. So I thought, really, if you find yourself in a pit, maybe you're in a pit now, in which case I hope this show is going to reach in and help pull you out of it. I thought on the show today we'd take a look at some ways that we can move ourselves out of that pit, that shadowy, pity place that we can find ourselves in from time to time. I think the bottom line for me is that that particular energy pit is really not a good place for me to hang out. I'd like to think I'm high vibrational, as I've already said, but getting into that shadowy place is not great. It's not a great place to stay. It's all right to go into it occasionally to do work, because obviously the shadows are going to come up as we are clearing our energy field. I think what I'm talking about, though, really is finding ourselves in that pit, finding ourselves in there as we do from time to time, and feeling like all of our magic and our sparkle has kind of fizzled out, and we're in this pit, and it feels dark and dank. And not a great place, not a great feeling place to be. Do you ever find yourself there? Maybe you're in there now, and that's why you're listening to my show. I don't know. But I did want to be honest about it. I know that high vibrational people come across as the kind of souls who never really find themselves in a pit. And I don't think that's true. I think there are a lot of many high vibrational souls that regularly find themselves in this pit. But what they do is they accept when they're in that pit, and they do their best to work with whatever the energies are in the pit. And then they decide to walk away. They say, OK, well, I've processed that. I don't have to stay there. The danger is that you start working on the stuff that you find down in those deep, dark, dank places. And then you find you can't then move out of the pit. So my aim really today on the show is to give you some great ideas on how to climb out of that magicless, shadowful pit, and how to ditch the emotional slump that you might find that goes along with that pit. I mean, it can come at any time of the year. I know that many people find during the winter months it's particularly difficult, but it can actually come at any time. It depends a lot on what is or isn't going on in your life. So swapping the slump for positivity, motivation and oodles of higher vibrational energies instead has to be a great idea. So here's my go-to get out of that energy pit list. So first of all, the most important thing, that if there was only one piece of advice I could give you about this pit, is that when you're in an energy pit, your energy has stopped moving. It's pooling, puddling. And as soon as your energy field does that, it's actually quite challenging to pull yourself out of the pit. Sometimes you know, hold somebody accountable in your life and say, look, I found myself in this pit. Will you talk me out of the pit? All right. Or it could be that you set up a sort of a checklist of things that you do if you feel that your energy has stagnated, because you're going to need to piggyback onto energy that is moving in order to get you out of the pit. All right. So your life force energy needs to move. Energy likes to cycle and circle and tumble and spin. It isn't supposed to travel in straight lines even. You know, it's supposed to spin and play and dance. And the worst state is when energy stops moving. As soon as that happens, it puddles and it stagnates. And that's when you end up in the pit big time, and it will go with energies like feeling melancholy and also demotivation, and a kind of a big stagnation sets in. When something won't spontaneously move by itself, there is only one remedy. You've got to find something to piggyback onto. You have to find a way of shifting into motion. And if that's piggybacking the enthusiasm of someone like me, then that's fine. I'm more than delighted for you to do that. Any kind of positive, uplifting movement that takes momentum in the right direction, I consider to be good. Even if it's a tiny thing, even if it's just you turning around and saying, do you know what? I accept I'm in the pit, and I accept there are things that I could do in order to get out of the pit, and I'm not going to do them yet, but I will do them soon. Everybody always talks about tidying up, don't they? That moves puddles of energy beautifully, even just a little bit. You know, even a bit of a tidy round is going to help. Getting yourself dressed, if you spent a lot of time at home It's easy to spend all day in your pyjamas or not really put a comb through your hair or make something of you yourself, you know. I think simply changing out of your pyjamas and dressing as if you're about to go out, that can really change your energy as well. Think about the colours that you're wearing. Black tends to absorb everything, and it already feels like you've absorbed more than enough. Maybe what you should do is swap out some colours. Maybe try and find some brighter colours that you could wear. Yellows and reds, maybe oranges. White's a great colour for clearing down your energy fields and getting you out of the pit. Don't know how it happens. It always does. White has a wonderful effect on it. Going for a walk in nature, if you'd like to go outside, I would do. And what about even, for example, bending and stretching that stagnant energy out of your energy field? If you can't get out the house, try a few yoga poses or Pilates moves. Get online, if you can, and join in with some kind of group that does yoga or Pilates or meditation. There are tons of great online groups that you can join. They would love for you to join in. Some you do have to pay for, some you don't. You might be able to get a trial, maybe one or two sessions, and see how you get on. But try it out. Anything that's better than staying in that energy pit. And being around other people that are motivated and moving their energy gives you somebody to piggyback onto, you know. And what's really nice about this is that in order to feel okay about piggybacking onto their energy, make a commitment that when you're feeling back to your better self, what you will do is you'll actively seek out people who are still in their pits and give them something to hold on to as you climb to higher energetic heights. So when your get up and go has, as my mum used to say, got up and went, I'd suggest that you only do something that's gentle and leisurely, or you're not going to bother to do it. There are very few of us who are able to go from zero on that scale to somewhere up in the 600s. It's too much. Do it incrementally in little steps, and it's going to feel too much hassle, and you'll feel disconnected from it, you know, and you'll just end up diving deeper into the pit that we're trying to get out of. I would do whatever you can, though, to get you moving, even if it's a tiny bit. So don't slump in a chair gorging on Netflix. Stick on some of your favourite upbeat music. You don't even have to dance to it. Just listen to it. I like to try and dance, though, when I put upbeat music on, because there's something about it that moves my energy field. But listening to it, singing along to it, that can be enough of a start. And as you dance, if you want to, around your kitchen with your pyjamas on or anything else that you might be wearing, no one has to look at you as you do it. This is about you. And even if you're just tapping your fingers or moving your arms and your shoulders in the upper torso, anything's going to get your energy moving again. I mean, you could get creative and make yourself, for example, a really delicious tray of healthy, edible treats to nibble and graze and feast upon as you watch something that's really good on the telly or on, as I said, Netflix or on Amazon or anything else that you happen to have access to. Make it a picnic of beautiful mouthfuls of energetic food. You can take it on that way. Get creative, but don't do anything that's going to put you under stress or pressure, or eat or drink the kinds of things that are pretty depressive and will take you more into the pit. Watch out for your alcohol. Watch out for the kind of snacks and treats that you might be going for. You know, packets of crisps and heavily sugar-laden things are not going to get you out of the pit. They might feel and make you better for a while, but they leave you where you are. So do whatever you feel you might like to do to get that stagnant energy moving and moving out of your energy field. This helps you to get out and stay out of that dreaded pit. So this is as much about shifting your mood as moving your body, you know. I know that if I'm in the pit, the last thing I feel like doing is having a good dance around the kitchen or being upbeat. I always think, why do people tell me to do that when it's the absolute, you know, opposite of what I can do? But you see, actually, what you do really need is to understand that if energy is stagnant, the fastest way to shift it is to do something, anything, that moves it along. Now, if you're absolutely committed to having a good slump in front of the TV, then choose to watch something funny rather than something that's, I don't know, depressing or violent or thrilling or sad. If you want, listen to a humorous podcast if you have to be slumped on the sofa. Maybe there's a funny book on Audible that someone could read to you whilst you are absolutely insisting on staying on your pyjamas and not brushing your hair. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news, talking this and that.
That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
There's a range from 0 to 1,000 where 0's a lack of any feeling at all and 1,000 is off the scale feelings of bliss. Despair, melancholy, grief and fearfulness, sadness, they're all going to be below the 100 mark on that range. And if you've got a lot of energy strands carrying those low vibrations, then you're going to feel like you've fallen in an energy pit. And that's because you have. You need to get some help to climb out. And the best way is to piggyback onto something else that's already on the move. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. And this week, I'm kind of reaching into that shadowy pit of a place where you might be and giving you a helping hand right out of that low vibrational space. I'm passing on some ideas of what I'd do if I found myself in an energy pit today. It helps, you know, if you can be in contact with upbeat friends. Having some fun banter and a giggle is really going to get you out of the energy pit very quickly. High vibrational energy is very contagious. Low vibrational, unfortunately, that energy is contagious too. But which would you prefer? I know what I'd prefer. So my recommendation is that you go and you connect with high vibrational tribal members. And if you aren't a part of a high vibrational tribe and you can't find a high vibrational tribe, well, why don't you start one? There will be many people out there looking for a good, nourishing, upbeat place to go. You can lead. There's no reason why not. What I would suggest is grab a pen and paper and make a list of your friends. I mean, your regular friends, the regular hangouts, the regular habits that you all share communally together. Which friends, which places, which habits keep you in the pit and which elevate you out of it. Anything that creates energy drainage and cycles of depletion for you has to be kept at arm's length, especially if you're already in the pit. Until you're feeling better, you keep away. And it could be that this is temporary, but you might come to the conclusion that, do you know what? You might be ending up in the pit because of the people that you're around and the conversations that they're having. It turns into a harsh reality when you make that connection. But really, if you find that the people and the conversations that you're spending most of your time with are sending you into that pit, then you might consider actually releasing those people and those conversations from your life permanently, or as permanently as you're able to. I know it sounds harsh, but it might be necessary. It could be the difference between you being a higher vibrational person or staying a low one. Why do we want to be high vibrational? Well, in my personal experience, as soon as on that range of 0 to 1,000, if you can consistently stay above the 320 mark, that's when the magic happens. That's when the money comes in and the relationships work. It's where those awful surprises stop taking place and those wonderful, fortuitous, auspicious moments start flooding in. The higher vibrations are where all the magic happens, and it's your choice. You can have an energy field which is low vibration or high vibration. It really is a matter of choice. People don't realise that it is as simple as making an active choice about whether or not we're going to keep our energy in flow, we're going to keep our energy upbeat and clear, all right? And whether or not we're going to allow somebody else to come along or something else to come along and dampen us down and stick us in the pit. I know how I feel about this. Other ideas. Okay, what about making something? Draw something, glue something, write something, knit, bake, tinker about, plant something in a pot, upcycle something. Anything that you do, just the act of becoming creative, shifts your energy field out of the depths of the pit. You can sit and doodle. People colour in mandalas. You can get mandalas that are black and white. You just download them from the internet, print them out, grab some crayons and paint. All right. If you wear makeup, mess about with your makeup. If you have a wardrobe full of clothes, get the clothes out, try them on, see whether or not they suit you. Which are the ones that make you feel phenomenal? And which are the ones that, well, maybe it's time to recycle those. But being creative, purely creative, that tinkering and writing and knitting and baking and whatever, being creative lifts your energy, lifts your spirits. If you can't actually do any of those yet, just create a list of what lifts you up. A list of things that you'd look forward to doing. A list, perhaps, of if you had a garden, these are the herbs that you would plant, you know. If you were able to get out of the house and perhaps join a pottery class, what is it you'd love to learn in that pottery class? What about decorating your home? Even if you can't decorate it yet, what decorating would be nice to do? How might your home look after you've decorated it? This isn't about self-improvement. This is much more about positive involvement, creating a fun space to live in. And the fun space that you're creating is actually your energy field.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. So please don't make me wait, 'cause I don't wanna break, no way.
Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Now, receiving is a moving energy. It is us receiving something that supports us into our energy field. And it cycles in an anti-clockwise motion. If I'm going to put my anorak on, right, it cycles in an anti-clockwise motion and it comes into our energy field and makes it spin just as much as giving does. All right, so sometimes it's time to stop giving because we can't give and we switch to being able to receive motion. And the way we do that is by receiving anything, and part of that can be receiving somebody else saying to us, it's okay, I've got this for a while. Once you're better, you can have it back. So now I know I've just said that the best way of getting yourself out of a pit is to move. But it can also be to just allow yourself to chill out and not do things. Yeah, I mean, feel into it, which feels better for you. Would moving in this moment deplete you, or would moving in this moment actually help you? Right. Try to chill out, though, sometimes if you're in that pit. It's not about slouching on the sofa for hours, gorging on Netflix. I mean, that's lovely to do, isn't it? But that's not what I mean. It's not about being lazy or mindlessly browsing social media sites. What I mean is, when you're chilling, investing in a restorative kind of influx of energy. It's a restorative chilling out. It's a restorative delegation of the things that we have to do to other people. All right, let them do it whilst we restore. Let's invest in proper chilling out if we're going to chill out. So first and foremost, you need chill out time if you're going to come out of the pit without feeling exhausted or as if, you know, you've got jackets that you need to throw off. Proper chill out time is a conscious investment of your time. So you'd close your eyes, you'd listen to the sounds of nature, perhaps play something ambient on a music system, whichever you've got, and half meditate to it. You know, be consciously chilling is what I'm saying. Hang up a wind chime in a drafty nook. Wait for the melody of those chimes to spill out into the air every now and again. If you have a bath in your house, having a long, luxurious bubble bath is marvellous, but so too is listening to the sound of the water as it fills the bath. And you absolutely deserve it. All of this chill out time is completely wonderful. I'd also like to say that sharing love and being grateful is another really good way of elevating yourself out of this pit. I mean, it's impossible to feel grumpy for long if you find something to love or be grateful for. I'm not saying, you know, just go through the motions of saying, oh, I'm really grateful for this. That's not what I'm saying. Really search inside of yourself. Find something truly to be grateful for. And it may be that what you are grateful for most is the opportunity to not feel as you do at the moment soon. So be grateful towards other people. Be grateful towards yourself, right? Try it. Write down 10 things you're grateful for. And as I say, it might be top of the list, might be, I am most grateful for the fact that I know that this particular feeling will pass. So what have we been looking at today? Suggestions to lift you out of the energy pit that you might find yourself in. I hope you're going to feel more uplifted and that I've been able to inspire you with some really simple ways to raise your energy vibrations to higher heights. Change your energy field and the magic happens. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.